Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production, Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We are here to give you a good show. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour with nothing but fun. We got a bunch of great things lined up for you. In a little bit, we're going to get into the sandwich method. The easiest way to get dressed in the morning, possibly.
What? I'm looking forward to this. I really am curious.
The most commonly mispronounced dessert names, that'll be coming up for you as well. And, of course, some good stories of the day and some local good stuff we want to talk about, too. But we kick off our segment with entertainment news. And Ryan Reynolds posted a Deadpool and Wolverine trailer Monday that included a hidden QR code. The code leads to a video of Ryan reading a disclaimer of the movie. This film is a paper. This is as paper thin as a sequel to Battlefield Earth. We're mostly going to beat each other senseless, make enemies with Disney. Make a few jokes at my expense, made a lot of jokes at Hugh Jackman's expense, and completely sidestep Marvel's mandated after-credit sequence. So sit back, relax, let us lower your IQ and raise your heart rate while we travel to a vapid dreamland, a place where grown men and grown women walk around in tights and act like it's not a giant cultural cry for help.
Ooh.
God, I love Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
He's a marketing genius.
He really is. Deadpool and Wolverine hits theaters July 26th. It's officially Marvel's first R-rated film.
Mm-hmm.
There is a few movies I've been more excited about than this movie. since the moment that they talked, that they announced that this was even possible, that Hugh Jackman was going to come back as Wolverine, I got excited. Let alone him and Ryan Reynolds working together. They are great friends. They've been friends for a very long time, and they've really wanted to do this, but Marvel did not believe in Deadpool. For those that don't know, Ryan Reynolds put that first Deadpool movie, that's him and his buddy. That's all them. That's their money. That's their writing. That's everything. The directing, so much of that, Ryan Reynolds' angle on things.
It was Adam McKay, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because he's good friends with him, too. Yeah.
Just you don't see these things happen in the movie industry.
No.
And the success of Deadpool is noteworthy as well with this, especially considering this is basically the only superhero thing right now that is getting good traction. They're filming the Fantastic Four right now, and they're a little nervous because there's not the hype or the excitement that they were hoping for with this already. With this movie, it's just five times what they were expecting.
This may kickstart more interest, though, with what they're planning on doing with this movie and moving forward. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But to be fair to Disney, actually, it was Fox is the one that had the characters at that point. So
I'm excited about this. I think it'll be good. I cannot wait for it to come out. And again, you mentioned Ryan Reynolds' marketing. He's got a movie out, If, right now that he's in, and he has his Mint Mobile business. He has tied some of that with the If thing. And everything, and done that. I keep hearing from people that they, you haven't switched to Mint Mobile yet, and that because he apparently it's much cheaper, much cheaper.
In general, it's less expensive. It is.
Well, it's just it's interesting what he has been doing and what he has been up to with this, and I cannot wait for this movie. It looks good. We've got one other one I wanted to talk about here because this is very noteworthy, and some people out there, especially if you're in the listenership in the Oregon area, you might consider this that ain't right story.
Oh.
Robert Plant has a complicated relationship with Stairway to Heaven. Mm-hmm. It played a very big part in getting him where he is today, but he spent decades trying to distance himself from it as well. So much so that he once paid a radio station not to play it. We take you way, way, way back to the year 2002. Plant was driving in Portland, Oregon, where he came across a listener-sponsored radio station called KBOO. As he was listening, the DJ came on and asked people to donate to the station. And he said that if they raised enough money, that he would never play Stairway again. So Plant called him and donated. Plant was so amused by what he had done that he told Atlantic Records president Ahmet Etkred, and even got a kick out of it.
That's hilarious.
At a benefit for a cancer charity last year, Plant sang Stairway for the first time since 2007.
Wow.
There is a lot of great versions of that song. I think the No Quarter tour that him and Plant and Page did, mm-hmm. I just love so much of the music from that tour and that CD that I had of it and everything. It's really good.
Cool.
The best version you may ever hear of this song is actually Ann Wilson doing it and at the Kennedy Center
That's
Awards.
That's right. Oh, man. And to be fair, her voice has weathered the storm better than Robert Plant has.
The original is a classic. And if you like the original, there's not taking anything from it. But if you haven't seen it, look on your search bar, Ann Wilson sings Stairway to Heaven at the Kennedy Center Honors. She made Robert Plant cry.
Mm.
She made Robert.
Yes.
And she made Jimmy Page look like 40 again. Because he looked like such a... He was so excited and he's standing up and he's cheering her on and all this. It was a really cool moment.
That's a very cool moment.
Very cool. And yeah, it's to this now. Anytime I think of that song, that's the version I think of.
Mm-hmm.
that was a pretty cool moment. We talked about this. We've been touching about on this one. We've been foot dancing around it. It's time we finally tackle this one. Do we find E.T. scary?
Oh, we finally got there. Okay, all right.
Finally. Do you think E.T. is scary? Well, almost 50% of Americans do, and we're not talking about the movie, which does have some intense moments, but the actual alien himself.
Mm-hmm.
According to a new survey, 1,000 people, 13% find E.T. to be very scary and 36% think he's somewhat scary. Meanwhile, 23% say it's not very scary and 18% say that it's not scary at all. 11% are missing out and haven't seen E.T.
I'm one of those, by the way.
Me too.
You haven't seen it either. Wow, two of us. No. Wow.
Whoa, you guys just blew my mind. Wow. In related news, 37% think aliens live among us in disguise. depending on where they're living, I mean, I don't know if we'd know.
Because they're in disguise.
Right, right. So I think I've told this story, but the second movie that I ever went to into the theaters was to see E.T. And I saw it on the south side of Chicago with my dad and a couple friends. And we go there, and immediately my dad does this thing that he would do a lot back then and just sits down to somebody, and immediately they start talking. Like, they don't know each other, but somehow they just hit it off. My father's a master at this, at just being able to charm people and walk into a room and find nobody that he knows, but be able to talk to everybody and leave that room knowing everyone.
Stranger's just a friend you haven't met yet.
Yeah, I marvel at it as much as it frustrates me, because I'm the opposite of all of those
exactly.
things. And we sit down, and E.T.'s on, and there's the famous scene that you guys may not know, maybe you do, you've seen it in pop culture enough. Elliot leaves a bunch of Reese's Pieces, and we see E.T. for the first time in mm-hmm. the little shack. E.T. comes out, and you can hear kids in the audience, and the awes and everything, and I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm like 7 years old or something like that, and I'm just dying. I'm in the movie theater. I'm getting to see a movie, and I'm enjoying it. Mm-hmm. My dad leans over, and he's for him, he's using his quiet voice, but he's talking as loud as the people on the screen. Jimmy, you ever see something like that, you come and find me and your mother. I don't care where it is, what's happening, you come and find us, because I don't trust that thing. I don't know what it is. I don't know if he didn't understand the movie, if he thought it was a scary movie or whatever. But like for the first 20 minutes of E.T.'s presence on the screen, my dad's eyeballing him like he owes him money. Like,
oh, dude, you could tell that story 100 times. I wouldn't care. I love it. I love that story.
It speaks to where this article, I think, comes from in a bit.
Yeah,
I think that the it's interesting. The character, I don't know. There's no way with a Steven Spielberg mind that they didn't think about, well, are we making this character kid-friendly?
Mm-hmm.
And this is with that effort. And it's still kind of to some people, a creepy-looking character. And I don't think anybody ever looked at E.T. and thought he was cute.
No. I guess, well, maybe some kids did.
When the thing was over his head.
Yeah,
like when he had the sweater or whatever.
Yeah, the little cloak on. Yeah,
the hood.
Right.
Yeah, then it was, that was kind of cute.
Mm-hmm. But E.T., the actual alien, they actually went pretty above and beyond, I think, with mm-hmm. the design, something we had never seen before, a design we had never seen yep. before for an alien. And they didn't go the cute route. They didn't go to just, we're going to make him cute and fluffy and cuddly and all that and everything. They kind of, I have a hard time doing this, but they kind of tried to go real with it a little bit, as much as you can.
Yeah, I realistic. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Thinking
yeah.
back and everything, I kind of admire Spielberg's choices and stuff. Mm-hmm. He didn't go with the low-hanging fruit. He didn't make it as easy. And with all that being said, one of the biggest movies of all time.
Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, absolutely.
Even with that, imagine if he did make E.T. all cute and cuddly and stuff. Who knows?
It might have gone a little bit.
I might have gone either way. I darn sure know that I wouldn't have that moment with my dad.
Yep.
I would.
That's true. That's true. You know who I know who found E.T. 100% scary. Atari.
somewhere there is a landfill.
They found it. They found the landfill. They did. And they found all those cartridges there. Yep.
I still got to watch that documentary.
It was an urban legend that turned out to be true.
To catch the audience up that doesn't know. Yeah. I thought Melissa might know.
Okay, yeah. So when E.T. came out, that was also in the 1982. That was also the first home video game boom. And Atari... knowing that this movie was going to be big, because Steven Spielberg had a lot of buzz. They're like, we want to make a video game of E.T. And they went out and they did it. Unfortunately, they gave it to like a brand new programmer and designing team. And they were on a very tight schedule. Well, it came out and it was awful. It was one of the worst games ever produced. And they had manufactured like 500,000, a million cartridges of this thing.
Oh, wow.
And they couldn't give it away. And so the urban legend was they just dumped them all into a landfill secretly, dumped them all because they knew they wouldn't be able to sell them or do anything like that. And then like 20, 30 years later, some intrepid person was looking for this, and they found the landfill. And sure enough, that's where all the cartridges were. So it was true. They had actually done that.
That's crazy.
It's an amazing story. It's amazing. And it's so cool to think of what growing up, we heard this as an urban legend.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out it was true.
It was true.
That's crazy. It's just crazy. I remember playing that game, and I remember my friends and I kid you not, true story, we played Pong instead.
That was more fun.
Pong was more fun than the E.T. game.
So bad.
It was so bad.
Pong is a pretty fun game, though, to be fair.
It's true. Pong is fun.
Yeah, Pong was fun. We will take a timeout. We'll play some Pong, and we'll come back. When we get back, we're talking, we're getting into the most commonly mispronounced dessert names when we come back on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. Oh, desserts or deserts or
deserts.
Desi-derts.
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 I like that one.
The most commonly mispronounced dessert names. Nothing worse than being hungry for one thing and you don't know how to say macaroon, mac-maca. Macahoon.
Macahoon.
Mecca, 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 hi, mecca, highly, ho. If you're a fancy restaurant and you are going to want dessert, you know, you might have to, maybe this list will help you. So you want to be able to pronounce some of these words, some of these famous desserts that we like,
right.
But you don't know how to pronounce them, maybe. For whatever reason, Business Insider recently put out a list of the most commonly mispronounced desserts and how to announce to actually pronounce
actually
them.
Actually to pronounce them, okay.
And the first one up on the list is macaroon. It's macaroon, macaroon, R. Oh, it's not macaroon with a K.
Okay.
Like Ron. It's not macaron. It's macaroon.
Macaroon.
Mm-hmm. How about baguette or beignet? It's beignet. It's not a beignet or beignet. It's beignet.
Beignet.
I like a beignet.
Nice. That sounds cooler.
crepes. They're not crepes, they're crepes.
They're crepes, that is correct.
Crepes.
I remember hearing about that, and we've been pronouncing them wrong all these years.
Yeah, we've always said it, crepes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The only reason I know that one is a French girl I dated.
Yep.
That's it, that's it. I would not know it otherwise.
And she was very offended when you said crepes.
She was offended by everything.
Get those French, make those shots at the French.
Do it. I don't know why I chose to do this article. Oh, dear God.
I was kind of wondering when you said
he's giving himself a chore this morning.
Dulce del lache.
Dulce de leche, I believe it is. Yeah.
Dulce de leche.
It's dulce de leche.
Oh.
Dulce de leche.
Dulce de leche. Oh, I've been saying it wrong.
How about Kuganyam? Kuganyaman. That's Queen Yaman. Queen Aman.
I don't even know what that is.
What is it?
Kuign-Aman. Kujiman.
Kujiman. That sounds Japanese.
Kuiman.
Yeah.
How about one?
It's a sweet Breton cake made with laminated dough. A round, multi-layered cake originally made with bread dough containing layers of butter and incorporated sugar.
I want to try
it. It's cake bread. Cake bread.
Similar in fashion to a puff pastry.
Yeah.
Albeit with fewer layers.
That sounds really good. I want to try that right now.
It does sound really good.
Actually, and a lot of these are making me hungry. Mm-hmm. How about croissant? It's not croissant. It's croissant.
Croissant.
Croissant. Croissant.
Croissant.
You don't really pronounce
all
the C.
All these French words.
Yeah. Well, they do make the best desserts.
They do make some pretty good desserts. True.
A lot of people don't know that when the French people were first putting together their language, it was all about, how can we frustrate people?
We can make fun of French. I don't think we have any French listeners.
No,
so
I'm
we
pretty,
can
sure,
do that.
Pretty sure. We can make fun of them. If we did, they're gone.
Very offended right now.
Nougat.
If we do, please call up and correct us.
Yes, please do. Please do.
Oh, don't start that.
715-424-2600.
Nice. Nougat. Now, a lot of people, like, I just pronounced it nougat is how it's, but it's nougat.
Nougat. Oh, really?
Nougat.
No tea.
Okay. So, for those of you who are familiar with the Odd Couple female version, where they switch the genders of all the characters. Yeah. So, instead of the cuckoo pigeon sisters from Britain, the two men they invite over are from Barcelona, Spain. And I know that because I played one of the brothers at one point. Mm-hmm. And one of the gags they have on there is that he brings over some candy and it's nougat.
Oh.
What? It's no good. No, nougat. Nougat. Very chewy.
So good.
It's a running gag. It's hilarious.
It's a great gag. I got to see the female version.
It's great.
That sounds really good.
And now I want a Three Musketeers.
It's full of nougat.
I do like a Three Musketeers. Those are good.
Mm-hmm.
Madeleine. It's not Madeleine. It's Madeleine.
Madeleine. Madeleine. Madeleine. Oh, okay. Don't know what that is.
What is it?
Melissa, come on.
I'm looking
news
it up.
Director.
Yeah. It's a traditional small cake from a commissary in Liverdun, two communities of the Lorraine region in northeastern France.
France, yeah. Okay.
Small sponge cakes with a distinctive shell-like shape acquired from being baked in pans with shell-shaped depressions.
Ooh.
I got to try that one.
That probably looks as good as it tastes.
Any sweets, like if we're talking sweets, chances are that's where the most adventurous you'll find me as an eater.
Yeah, but does it have sugar in it?
Yeah, right.
I'll eat it.
Creme brulee.
Yep.
It's not creme brulee. It's creme brulee.
I was going to say cream brule.
Yeah. Hey, I'll take some of
cream brule.
Give me some of that cream brule. Sounds all right. What you got back there? Any
it's
more of that cream brule?
A lot of accent marks over the letters. It does. And words.
More
looks fancy.
More than necessary.
Yeah,
More than necessary, especially for what it is. It's
rich,
good.
Hey, it's a rich custard base.
It is.
With a layer of hardened caramelized sugar.
It's cool to watch them make.
Yes. Because
then they bring out the blowtorch.
Flamethrower?
Yep.
Okay, it's a torch, but whatever.
It is a blowtorch.
I like any food that they have to do that with.
Yeah.
I wish to
God. They start on fire at your table?
Yes. I love them all. I love them all. They're all good. There was a dessert that you ate. It was like a butterscotch thing or something like that at one of like Applebee's or TGI Fridays, one of those kind of places. And it came, you served it to on a hot plate. It was it was served hot. Yep. And I wish to God I could find that somewhere. It was so good. ice cream on a hot plate was so good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have ever thought that, but it was really good.
Well, have you ever had the deep fried ice cream?
No, yes. I've wanted to, though. You have?
Oh. Chi-Chi's restaurant in La Crosse when I was a little girl. They would do deep fried ice cream on your birthday.
A lot of Mexican places do that. Yeah, yeah. Very good stuff.
I've really got to try that.
Yeah.
I've lived way too long without trying that. how about eclair?
Okay.
It is not eclair. It is
eclair. Eclair.
Eclair.
And then you got to do the back of your throat thing. Darn French. Jeez. What a language.
That's one I know better, and I still mispronounce it all the time.
And no one notices. You're fine. Mm-hmm. I think you're good.
Yeah, actually, I don't think
especially
I've ever...
Especially when you have one stuffed in your face.
Yes, yes.
You can't say
who cares?
It wrong.
They are pretty good. They
yeah.
are pretty
it's
good.
An oblong shape with a pastry bag... Oh, no. Pastry sorry. Bag. It's just piped... Okay, the inside is piped out. Oops, I read it wrong. I'm sorry.
What's a pastry bag?
A bag filled with custard.
So what you do is you get your pastry bag, right? All right? You got your pastry bag right here.
Which is your donut.
Your donut. You dump it on there. Just dump it right
and
on there.
And then you slather the top with some chocolate and you're good to go.
Boom. Eclair.
There you go. Not a thing, but it should be.
Yes.
I want a pastry bag now.
Yes, definitely.
Good job, Melissa. You especially. Came up with something new.
It's fantastic.
Now, there is a pastry bag, you guys. It's what you use to pipe the topping on or the filling inside.
I know, but I want the pastry to be called that, though.
I want that as a new line.
Yeah.
I want that. Maraschino cherries. It's not maraschino. It's maraschino. Maraschino.
Oh, maraschino?
Maraschino cherries.
Oh, I've heard that before, but I'm not going to change.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm something to call
maraschino.
Yeah.
That's always how I said it.
Maraschino.
Maraschino, I don't mm-hmm. think anybody would know what you're talking about.
No. A what?
I really don't. I don't think people would.
At least in the United States, they wouldn't. No.
A Palmer. It's not Palmer Ayer. It's a Palmer Palmeir.
Palmeir. Yeah. Okay.
P A L M E I R.
Palmeir.
M I E R.
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry.
French once again. That's
yeah.
the French.
Yeah.
Ugly head rearing.
Mm.
French language.
Do we know what this is?
Nope.
Oh, it's also known as a pig's ear, palm heart,
oh.
or elephant ear.
Oh, that's a good pastry. Yeah.
It's a French pastry in the a palm leaf shape or a butterfly shape, sometimes mm-hmm. called palm leaves.
I've heard them called elephant ears
oh,
in the United
yeah.
States. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We always made elephant ears with leftover pastry dough.
Oh, because they're misshapen and, yeah, right.
Yeah, and then mom would just lump all the extra pieces together, roll it out, and put it on a cookie sheet, cover it with sugar and cinnamon, and bake it.
That sounds really
Ooh,
good.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And on this episode of The Kitchen's Open, no.
Yeah. And our final one, Nutella.
Oh, really?
It's not Nutella. It's Nutella. Nutella.
Nutella.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Brown sweetened hazelnut cocoa spread.
Yes.
It is
it's
good.
Italian.
It is very good. I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to say, some people that I know that like it, like the way that they rave about it and the way that they have this love, passion for it, it's almost it almost like I feel like you're overselling it in some
yeah,
ways.
So
like it's good, but
yeah, rein it in a little.
A little bit.
It's
a little
just
bit.
A spread. I'm surprised
you're
there's...
getting nutty.
Well, you could tell James didn't get any sleep last night.
None.
There's one out that wasn't on there that I'm kind of surprised. Tiramisu.
Yeah.
Because that's one that gets mispronounced a lot, I think, too.
It has
so.
Lady fingers in it, which is just a weird thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, wow. Fun list. That was a fun
that
list.
That wasn't bad.
Go ahead and feel free to bring us yours. If there's words out there, it doesn't have to be French words or even dessert words, but words commonly mispronounced words and the correct
yep.
way to say that.
That's right.
I always have fun with those. We will get to our news break. We'll come back, and we're talking sandwiching and clothes.
Sandwich clothes.
Sandwich. Sandwich method. The easiest way to get dressed in the morning. Is it or isn't it? We'll discuss.
Ooh.
On the morning show here at WFHR locally. I don't know what that was. We'll discuss.
Discuss.
The Panama Canal was not in Panama nor Canal. Discuss. We'll
talk
be back.
Amongst yourselves.
We're getting a little verklempt over here. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Or Wednesday morning, you know, either
yeah, whatever
or.
Whatever
works.
Either
or. Just grooving here into the
yeah.
break. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. I hope you guys are having a great day out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Let's talk about this new one here. If you need an easy way to choose an outfit in the morning, TikTok is in love with something called the sandwich method.
Okay.
Unless it means matching your shoes to your shirt, usually it means matching your shoes to your shirt. So they're the same color or close to the same color.
Okay.
And your pants or skirt are sandwiched in the middle.
Oh.
But it doesn't have to be shoes. You could also wear jeans and a blue hat or blue sunglasses. So they're the breed and the shirt are the same meat. The bread and the shirt are the same.
Gotcha, right.
The idea is to just create balance in your outfit without being too matchy-matchy.
Okay.
This is the closest I've ever come to being hip.
I was going to say, isn't that your kind of your method, James? That's how you kind of work it with the shirt and the shoes? Yeah. This, he really does.
I've been doing this for years. In the early days of doing this show, I am nocturnal. I don't sleep much at night. Mm-hmm. I also run a morning show. These are not a good combination. Get sleep, people. It's very important. I am a PSA for that every morning. But I was looking for things. What can I cut out and save time on? Mm-hmm. And immediately thought of Albert Einstein and how Einstein didn't want to put any thought into his outfits. He literally had the same clothes every day he wore, so he didn't even have to think about it. Just throw on the white shirt with the black pants. Blah blah blah.
Right.
I am no Einstein. Again, I have evidence of that every morning on the air here. but it was simple to me that gray and gray. Blue and blue, just easy. And I didn't really care too much. I started doing that just to try to, for the mornings and everything. Mm-hmm. One less thing to think about. But what ended up starting to happen was I started to like it.
Mm-hmm.
I started to enjoy it. And I've had students rip on me as much as they've complimented me on it. I've gotten a little bit of 50-50 on it.
Sure.
But in the last year, I have gotten more comments than I've ever gotten about, hey, I like that, I like this, or whatever. And I keep thinking, I don't believe them. I keep thinking that they're messing with me. I'm doing a lot of this on Zoom, so time is of the essence, and communication can get a little tough. So I just kind of move on, laugh it off, or whatever. I think they might have been serious. I think they actually might have meant that a little bit. I don't know.
To take a compliment. Just say thank you.
Yes. I think I might be overdoing this. I think I might be doing this too much.
No. No, it's your thing, man. But if everyone else starts to like it and do it, that's cool. Mm-hmm. But then they're probably going to stop at some point. You're going to just keep doing it.
I'm going to keep
doing it. Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
It is. So this is more and more evidence of something we've been saying for a while, though. If you're doing something, if you've got a style, just keep at it. It'll come back around.
Eventually something, people start latching onto it again.
And every once in a while, you may not realize you are actually doing something that is hip. Just by accident, by fear, by pure folly falling into it. Here we are, where this is the closest I've ever been to hip.
Hey,
is the easily.
Got to take your wins, man.
But I just lost whatever ground I gained by calling it hip. Darn it.
No, just can't be hip and call it hip, man.
Is there more to this, though? Not to over-serious a conversation, but that's my thing.
his wheelhouse.
It does speak to some other things, though, I think. So much of people, and especially the younger generations, really pushing back on what is style, what is, cool. And the idea of it has to be something new or something that a celebrity made popular or something like that. By now, I think most people have heard, if you're going school shopping with your kids, more times than not, they want to go to a thrift store.
Right.
They want to go to a garage sale. They want to do those things.
Vintage.
They're repurposing these things. And oftentimes, if they buy a sweater, they put a their own mark on it.
Make it their own. Because who wants to? If everybody shops at Walmart, you're all wearing the same stuff.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we do this nearly enough. I want to compliment the younger generation, not only on their creativity, but obviously repurposing these things. We don't need more clothes in landfills.
No, they take up a lot of space.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could remember the exact. I don't want to throw out a number that I don't have exact, and I haven't looked at it recently, but I know that the percentage of clothes in landfills is way higher than whatever number anybody's thinking out there.
Just, I mean, the shoes alone.
Yeah,
is super high because of what they're made out of. Yeah,
and I gotta say, it's a lot cooler than the stuff we came up with. This is a lot cooler than bending the folding the bottom of your pant jean. It's a lot
got
cooler.
A safety
than
pin,
that.
Anybody? My jeans.
Here's a statistic for you: 92 million tons of clothing ends up in landfills each year.
Each year, each year,
it's incredible.
Well, and that's and part of the whole fashion thing is to sell stuff. Yep. And fast fashion is horrible at that. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. It is awful.
Plus, if you, and I don't know how many people do this, I don't pay as much attention to it as I did when I was younger, but I do kind of think fashion is cool. I think it's interesting. Just the industry, I think is.
The creative yeah. part of it. Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know what you're saying, yeah.
Go ahead, James.
I was just going to say real quick, but when's the last time they actually started a trend? Most trends start from people.
Yep.
You know, the bottom everyday up. People yep. just kind of mm-hmm. doing something and, oh, that's cool. I'm going to do it.
Yep.
We don't see that very Milan just released this and everybody's wearing it.
Right.
That doesn't really happen.
Unless that's all that's in the stores.
So what a hustle. What a hustle the fashion industry is. I mean, it's just incredible.
The business side for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and see what's on your mind. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I'm going to go off subject a little bit, but I was at the VFW's steak feed last night. Oh. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. I was hoping
I got
that
enough
people
for
turned
two
out.
Meals out of that for sure. I brought home half my steak and half my potato.
Nice.
Mushrooms and onions.
Yum.
I don't know. I love being able to take leftovers back from something like that. From
oh, yeah.
an event like that. That's a great feeling. That is. And it must have felt really good being over there. Have you been to the VFW before?
Yeah, I've been there a couple times before.
I thought
that.
So. Yeah.
I forgot. I was going to wear my veteran's hat, and I forgot to do that. All those other guys are decked out, and they're veterans. So I forgot to do that.
Next
so.
Time.
Yep, next time. And we always appreciate you sharing these kind of things mm-hmm. with us, sir. Thanks so much for calling
and
up. Really good to hear.
Going last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for your everything. Thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate
that was great.
You.
Yeah.
He's a great listener, right? Mm-hmm. There. He really mm-hmm. is. And that's great to hear. I had heard.
Yeah, I hope they had a good turnout.
Yeah, I was a little worried about that. But we want to hear from you guys out there about mm-hmm. that event and any events, any of these events you attend.
Yes.
Please feel free to let us know. I've mentioned to many of our listeners before, when you go to see performances at the PAC, we'd love to hear them, whether it's a high school concert or a grade school concert or one of these great events that our Savor the Arts crew bring in.
Yes. Let us know.
We'd love to hear how these events go. It's promoting your area. It is a way to help these businesses and organizations and nonprofits continue to do these kind of things. Mm-hmm. And a big, big thank you to our VFW doing some of the best work in this area.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
cool events coming
up. And gearing
up
for the Quilts of Valor this Saturday.
Yes.
That is going to be an awesome, awesome event. First all-female Quilts of Valor ceremony in
Very
the nation.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Cannot wait to talk more about that
yep.
and mm-hmm. for that event to happen. Also, military, a lot of sandwich dressing.
That's true. They don't have any choice. But yes, it's true.
So if I was going to try this style, James, I would need a whole lot more black and brown shirts.
That's your shoes
Those
selection?
Those are my shoe colors.
Yeah.
I have black, brown. Well, I guess I do have a white pair of tennis shoes and my gray and green hiking shoes.
Mm.
But I don't have shirts those colors.
Well, get on it, Melissa.
Dumb.
Come on.
No.
So I cheat. I have usually a cardigan or a sweater or something like that matching my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And my pants or jeans or whatever are usually the same color or a similar color. Or I go real simple and just black and white.
There you go. That helps, yeah.
But I could not be more basic with the way that I see colors and the way that I more 2D about this. And more of a man about it, if I'm being honest. Like, oh, it's gray. It matches gray. No, that's not the same gray. They're two different grays. What are you talking about?
It's gray. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's a navy blue and that's a Carolina blue. Ah, come on. It matches. What are you talking about?
It's blue.
Got a lot of room to grow on this.
Yeah, No. I don't want you to, James. I want you to just be you. That's what I want.
Stay fashion immature forever.
Well, and as a, like,
put
like,
it like that.
Like a lot of men out there, I at this age, probably not going to probably not gonna change my style.
Why change
much.
Now?
I grow in a lot of ways that I think that we all. Evolve mentally in our heart, our soul, all those things. Clothes, our hairstyles, not as much. We don't grow, we don't change those very often. If it wasn't for acting, I don't know if I'd probably still have the same haircut. We're bad about that.
I'm with you on that one.
Men, I'm saying. We are. Yeah. I don't know about others, and I don't even know if the younger generation is as guilty as this as some of our generations are when it comes to.
It could be.
I've had the same haircut since I was 20. There's nothing wrong with
nothing
that. I'm just saying that it as far as fat, keeping up with fashion or whatever, just hang on. It'll come back around. Dang, it'll come back around.
I wish we had David Bowie's fashion in the bumper to go out with that. Dang it.
It not only will come back.
Get on that set.
Well, I do think that it'd be fun, though, to get into what are fashion trends that won't come back around. Like, I do think, I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of people doing the folding jean thing.
No.
I don't think that's coming back, where you, the flip and the fold.
You know, the cliche.
It might.
The cliche 50s white t-shirt. Mm. And jeans. Mm. The only time you see that is when people are like dressing up to be from the 1950s.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if they're in a costume thing or whatever. That one I don't think ever come back.
The greaser actual, look.
Yeah.
I think actual corsets, as they were originally used, I don't think those are coming back.
Thank God.
Because people use them for like cosplay and other things like that.
Yeah,
but that's
used,
not
but they don't
not every
cinch
day.
Themselves
yeah,
into
exactly.
it so tight that they can't, you know, that their can't internal organs
break ribs.
Align themselves.
My first big performance, my first lead role, Corpse, I'm playing twin brothers, Evelyn and Rupert. And Evelyn comes out on stage, very first scene, first time you see him in drag. And I had never done anything like that before. I come out in big heels and all. And on stage, Linda had to kind of loosen up the corset on me.
Mm-hmm.
otherwise, it wouldn't go. I was so thin, and this corset was so tight on me that we had to. That was one of the things we had to practice almost as much as the fencing, just to get that down and stuff because it was so. And I think we had to get like a young lady's corset for me because I was so thin.
I was gonna say
that thing was just barely like able to fit on me, and that was. And I'm a very thin person at the time, even now, and that thing I could barely breathe in that thing. I can't imagine if you actually have breasts in that. It's incredible, man.
No.
There were fainting couches for a reason.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, you had to invent furniture to. What are we doing?
To be fashionable, right?
Yeah. If that didn't tell you, hey, this isn't maybe a good idea.
I'm glad we have evolved past that. That's a good thing.
The sandwich method. Huh.
Yep. Now you got a name for it, man. Yeah.
We will take a quick time out, check in with our partners. We'll come back and take it to the top of the hour and wrap up the show, morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good Wednesday out there, everyone. Takes a little longer than I thought.
It fooled me, too. Closing time. Open all the doors
and let you out into the world. We'll take you to the top of the hour to wrap up the show, but we got plenty more coming up here at Civic Media throughout the morning and afternoon. We encourage you to check out Matt and Air on the Air coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the Maggie Dawn Show.
Yep.
Of course, Midday Magazine a little bit later, and we'll get into that for you in just a moment. But let's go ahead and discuss this right here, this possible that ain't right story.
Okay.
And unintentionally, I did not mean to be talking so much French today. No one sends letters in the mail. Not many people send letters in the mail anymore, but it's still a fun novelty. But there's no shortage of more effective ways of messaging someone. Maybe we'd all do more mailing if we had more of this.
Okay.
If postage stamps smelled like freshly baked bread.
Ooh.
France has just released a new scratch and sniff stamps that smell like baguettes.
Oh my gosh.
I love scratch and sniff.
The ink apparently has micro capsules that provide the scent.
Wow.
The stamp also has an image of a baguette decorated with a red, white, and blue ribbon. It's celebrating Saint Honorin, the patron saint of bakers and pastry chefs.
Excuse me, James. That's blue, white, and red.
Blue
in France,
blue white. Yeah,
that's actually how they do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
The article got it wrong. Here.
They
did. Sorry.
So we offending French people. That's all we do here. Yeah,
apparently. With all the PCism and everything nowadays, this is the only group left. I'm so sorry, France. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, France.
The patron saint of bakers and pastry chefs, and generally the baguette is a symbol of national pride in France.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, is it!
It should be.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Oh, amazing. Really good.
Yeah. Scratch and sniff, man. Remember when we were kids?
Those
were the best stickers to get, with the scratch and sniff ones, man.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
And they're your favorite one, which you couldn't tell what the picture was anymore because you scratched it so much.
Yes.
Yep.
Orange was good. I like the orange smell.
I honestly don't know why anything scratch and sniff ever went away.
Me too.
No,
I'm with you on that one, man.
That's a fun one. That's a fun article. That's a pretty interesting one.
I think you could get that on a sticker for us.
Yeah.
I would like to see, yes, definitely. We need scratch and sniff WFHR stickers.
We need those. Smell like cranberries.
Yes, perfect.
Yeah.
And then the WIRI ones should smell like bacon.
Yes.
Smell like chickens?
No, bacon.
Bacon, that's perfect. Bacon
Agatha may not like that.
I like that article. That's pretty cool. I hope we start doing this in the States.
That's
cool. I hope to see some of this in the States here. I also wanted to let everybody know some news and notes here real quick. Spectrum service outage in the Wisconsin Rapids area, where Spectrum has got a service outage in this area right now. Okay. We received a call at 8:53 today about this. And our phones have been working periodically for us, so... Mm-hmm. Maybe mm-hmm. in certain areas they are working all right. In Spectrum, that is.
That is, yeah.
But big shout out to all those workers out there, Spectrum, Solaris, anywhere, anybody is working out there.
And it's public servant week, or public service week.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So how perfect is that?
Nice.
Yeah.
Say thanks to all of them out there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see them, wave, say thank you, mm-hmm. you know, those kind of things. It goes a long way, people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at our schedule real quick, and we got a great one for you lined up today from 3 to 4 for Midday Magazine. Lance Plim will be joining us, Wood County Board Chairman. Of course, our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media will be here as well.
Nice.
And in part two, we're going to talk with Ashley from the ODC. Ashley and Ann will be with us from our Opportunity Development Centers, our friends at ODC.
Love talking to them.
Yeah, that's going to be a great conversation. Looking forward to it. A couple of news and notes. Earlier we did mention it is a Wednesday. So as far as we know, it's going on over at the Elks Lodge today.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Bingo. Bingo. And you have to say it like that. Bingo.
Yeah. Yes. No.
Doors open at 5 tonight. The bingo starts at 6:30. This happens, of course, at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Get there early. Otherwise, you may not get a parking spot or a place. Because it's always busy.
Very true. We also want to remind everybody that the Rams 6th, 7th, and 8th grade band concert is happening tonight at 6:30 over at the Rams Auditorium.
I'll be there.
Check it out. It's going to be a fun one, everybody. We encourage you to go ahead and attend, not only to support the arts, but support these kids and have a great time.
Yes, indeed.
It's always fun.
And we also want to remind everybody that Nakusa High School and Alexander Middle School have their concert going on tonight at 6 o'clock over at their high school auditorium.
Nice.
Hey.
Lots of music going on tonight. Very cool. Mm.
Be sure to attend these events and enjoy, everybody. Have a good time with them. I want to take the last couple of minutes here and just touch on our Memorial Day lineup.
Oh, good idea.
We've got, we, of course, want to honor Memorial Day the best we can here, so we will not have any of our staff working, but we will, of course, have time to fill on the airwaves, and we will be doing that. Our morning show on WFHR here on Monday will be a little bit different, but a lot of fun. 8 to 9, Seth Faces the Music.
Yeah.
Hey.
Got to decide now what to do. Figure out which one to play. Okay.
All more right. on that later in the week. We will have a great episode of Seth Faces the Music for you from 8 to 9 that Monday morning, next Monday morning. Mm-hmm. And then from 9 to 10, kitchen's open.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm going to put together a compilation show of the kitchen's open.
The award-winning. The kitchen's open.
Mm-hmm.
Award-winning.
And maybe a little bit of that from our award-winning segment.
Ooh, I think that's a good idea.
That's going to be a really fun jam-packed hour, back-to-back. Great shows that we feature, great original shows that we do here that our amazing staff is a part of. So be sure to check that out from 8 to 10 on Monday morning, Memorial Day. Seth Faces the Music from 8 to 9, 9 to 10, kitchen's open. And, of course, we have Rafters Baseball on Monday.
Yes. Hey. The season starts, too, on Monday. Wow. Yeah,
that's awesome.
They'll be taking on the Fond du Lac Docks by in Fond du Lac. We'll be playing that game for you, of course, right here at WFHR. Unsure, of course, where it will end. So if it ends by before 3 or around 3, we will be playing a Midday Magazine for you. We have our Senator Teston interview when he was recently with us, and our United Way interview with Ben that we will have lined up to play if need be.
If need be.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll see. We'll see how that one goes. Especially with baseball nowadays, who knows? You know, it's been moving a lot faster.
Yes, with a pitch clock, I'm telling you.
It's been fun. And speaking of our rafters, Melissa touched on this in her news break. We understand that there's a lot of construction going on over in that area. Mm-hmm. The rafters understand that better than most. They are setting things up with the city of Wisconsin Rapids to announce parking arrangements for the 2024 season in light of the ongoing road construction.
Okay,
there will be access route. Fans can reach Lincoln Street from either Chestnut Street or Witter Street. A detailed map is on their website.
Oh, good.
There are parking lot entrance. Due to the construction, only one entrance to the parking lot will remain open. And as far as traffic flow, inbound and outbound access will be a shared lane. So please be patient while entering the park and exiting the park.
Yes,
You can find out all of this and get your single game or group tickets at NorthwoodsLeague.com. NorthwoodsLeague.com. We have an exciting season coming up of Raptor baseball. Everything that you've heard them talk about on the air, I can't even begin to tell you how excited they are off air.
Yeah.
They've got a good feeling about this team, and it is going to be an exciting year. Keep up to date. Get yourself a pocket schedule. Stop by the station here. Yep. Say hi to Pam and get yourself a pocket schedule for your Raptors.
I know it's his job, but just talk to Tyler for like 5 minutes, and he's like so excited. Oh, my gosh.
You could care less about baseball. Talk to Tyler for 5 minutes. Yes. You'll come away in a jersey. You'll walk away in a jersey, Ben.
He's great.
The Southwood County, NEPCO North Park, and Dexter County Park beaches will be open to the public as of this Friday.
All right.
Hey, beaches open.
Summer's here, almost.
Beaches will remain open through Labor Day weekend. You can find out more and enjoy the parks at woodcountywi.gov, woodcountywi.gov. Mm-hmm. You can also contact them at 715-421-8422, 421-8422. Be sure to check that out and enjoy our parks this year, everybody.
Mm-hmm. We got great parks in the city.
Really do.
And the county, for that matter.
Really fun
Indeed.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday, a woman's dog jumped into the Hudson River off of the Hoboken, off the Hoboken in Jersey, and got caught in the current. A man who was passing by immediately jumped in and helped guide the dog back to shore.
Wow.
They didn't know each other. This guy doesn't own dogs, doesn't have dogs or anything like that. Just saw something happen and
just reacted. Yeah. Yep. Wow. Mm. Good on him, man.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
It is.
It's frustrating that a cure for cancer has been so elusive, but we have to celebrate every achievement along the way, and this could be big. Scientists have just identified 618 proteins in blood, which are linked to 19 types of disease, including bowel, prostate, and breast cancers. This might make it possible to warn people of cancer more than 7 years before it is diagnosed.
Whoa! Wow.
It is early, but doctors hope that could be a huge, crucial first step towards offering preventive therapies.
Wow. Game changer.
Yeah.
Yes,
amazing.
For sure.
Amazing.
And how many of you heard about that in the national news?
I have not heard any of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These stories need to be covered.
They do.
We don't need to be following politicians around every 5 seconds to see if they sneeze or not. I would much rather hear about cancer research.
Me too.
Get better, everybody on there. We appreciate everybody out there. The best listeners in radio. Melissa, yep. Seth, really good job today. You guys did a masterful job.
Oh, it was a day. It was a day. We did it.
Mm-hmm.
Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.